Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's a sellout. People are already filing in. The crowds are forming, just waiting to see the banner fall from the ceiling as it is unveiled here right before the start of the game. And we are joined by kind of a legend for the Texas Rangers, Colby Lewis. Pitched for the Rangers not once but twice within the scope of your career. Colby, as a former Ranger, what does this mean, having the Texas Rangers as the World Series champions?
Well, for us, like, for me anyways, I think it's an absolute, like, honor just to be a part. Like, I'm still part of the organization, you guys know. Mm-hmm. So travel around, work with the minor league guys, and still come in here and, you know, and be part of the, like, with the big league club and special assist and stuff. So it is, for me, it's just, like, you know, we wanted it to happen in 10 and 11, you know. And you get that little bit of that jealousy.
Came that close.
That close, that little bit of jealousy. Two different times, and especially 11 with the two strikes and two outs. And
But who remembers that?
Right. Yeah, I know. Now that they did what they did, right?
Right.
So which is just a stepping stone. I think, you know, we've built so much as an organization. The ownership group has done such a great job of just staying with it, getting the right guys in place, keeping the right people in place, and keep pushing forward, and we got it done last year, so, yeah.
When you're looking at last year's team, are there moments where you're like, man, if we had that guy on our team, that would have been the sweet spot, or if we would have had to play like this, or do you put yourself in those situations of when you used to play?
You know, I think you can always look back and look, like, and say, like, if this would have happened, you know, with any part in life, not
sure,
necessarily just in baseball aspect, but like, everything, I don't know, it's like the old, you know, whatever the old saying, everything happens for a reason. Like, we didn't win it because we didn't win it, you know, like it just wasn't meant to be, I guess, you know. So but I mean, everything happened and everything worked right. I mean, they got hot at the right time, won everything on the road. You know, like, all these Statcast people are out there, like, you know, my buddy told me, like, you know, they beat, you know, the Rays, and then the Orioles, and then, you know,
ROAD.
Yeah, or like the road, you know, like, it was, yeah, like, it was like, you know, like, I'm like, where does the people come up with this kind of stuff? So, like,
I came up with the same thing,
right? You know, and I'm like, all right, you know, so it was just kind of meant to be, you know, like, my wife and one of her best friends are here, and they're really, I don't know, they took a liking, you know, especially to Evan Carter with the, you know, Jesus One deal. So they're both wearing the Jesus One shirt today.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And so it's kind of like, you know, it's like a storybook, you know, fairy tale ride for these guys last year. And you know, I was just thankful to be a part of it, be a part of the organization. And you know, I mean, it's just, I don't even know how many years I've been with them. 17,
yeah,
18 years now,
yeah,
or something like that, I've been in the organization.
What's amazing is last year, we were talking about this with Eric Nadell earlier, last year Rangers kind of snuck up on everybody.
Right.
I mean, they didn't win the division. They had to go they had to go through the wild card,
right,
and everything else. But this year, it's almost like they're going to have to sneak up on him again, because I don't know that the Rangers are getting as much respect as...
I don't think they are at all.
Well, I mean, take a look. Like, everyone's giving it to the Dodgers or the Braves right now.
Right, which is funny, right? So, which, like, usually your defending World Series champs should be, like, on the favorites on the top 10.
Yeah.
And they're not even in the top 10
to repeat.
You know, so I'm like, all right, you know, like, then prove them wrong. Like, don't worry about all that.
Yeah, why is there still a lack of respect?
I think it's, like, for me, because it's just, I think we're quiet.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, like, that super showy. We're not New York. We're not the Dodgers. We're not anybody else. We're Texas. And we sit in the middle of the state, in the middle of the country. And, like, I feel like when you play here, like, there's a, for me anyways, I was born and raised in Bakersfield, California, a blue-collar town. Like, we have a sense of blue-collar, like, in organization.
You're working for it.
You work for it.
Yeah.
So there's nobody's going to hand you anything. And I think that's always kind of been the mentality here. And, like everybody else is like, well, like, even the offseason, we didn't go out and get, like, hardly a lot. We might, you know, we go out and get DeGrom, we get Scherzer and stuff like that to help. But, like, we went and got Cliff Lee. We went and got guys and put guys in certain spots.
Cole Hamels, the same thing.
Cole Hamels, same type of situation. To help the core value of this club.
Right.
Right? So, like.
They're an addition, too.
Right. So, I think that's where people kind of just bypass us, and we just don't really kind of look at the, like, as these huge ball clubs that are going to go out and spend hundreds of, you know, millions of dollars.
So we're not missing Shohei Ohtani this year.
Right. So, well, that's a whole other thing that's happening right now. So.
Way back when.
Yeah.
Colby Lewis, former Texas Rangers starter. Thank you so much for your time today. And,
I appreciate
and just
it.
Sharing,
Thank you for having me on.
Sharing a little bit about your experience with the team. We appreciate it. And we hope that much more success for the Rangers this season.
No, absolutely. I think it's you're going to see it today. You're going to see it the rest of the year. I mean, it's an exciting young group. We got a lot of guys that are going to be coming up. So, and be able to fill roles that when guys go down. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.